Let's get to our guest, Adil Zaman, partner of Wall Street Alliance Group, for a closer look at markets. Well, there's a lot of pessimism around right now, a lot of bears, and I'm finding it difficult in talking to people to get sort of a consensus view for next year. I mean, people will tell you, well, the consensus is this and that, but we're getting a lot of ranging views. Some are looking for actually a pretty strong rebound in stocks and in risk assets, and others are still bearish. Your thoughts then, Otto?
Great to be again with you, Brian. We would take the opposite side of it. We would say that, you know, obviously all this doom and gloom is there, but it's also important for investors not to realize that this is not Armageddon. It's important not to be too bearish at these levels, because at the end of the day, consumer spending, which is about 70% of our GDP, is still relatively strong, especially in the service area. And if you look at the mortgage rates, they've more than doubled, but the housing prices year over year are still up. That's not falling off the cliff. We're getting layoffs in the tech space, but leisure and hospitality is gobbling up workers. So the unemployment is at a historic low of 3.7%. And to us, this points to a range-bound market where there'll be opportunities and there will be vulnerabilities.
So the question then is, Adil, is that we do not at the moment see the Fed's medicine taking effect?
I think the Fed's medicine will slowly and steadily take effect, but I think we have to just accept that the environment that we are going to go in right now is very different from what we are used to. We'll probably settle, in our opinion, at an inflation rate of about 5%. With the Fed funds rate in the 5% range as well. And this is a very different environment to what we are used to, right? At the end of the day, I think bottom line is that because of the changes in the immigration policy in the US and because of lower worker participation, employers will have to pay higher wages to attract and retain workers. And the era of low-cost manufacturing from China is also coming to an end, as we are seeing companies like Apple move away their production from there. So we think we're going to settle into a high inflation 5% range, Fed funds rate 5% range, and the leadership in this market is going to look completely different from what it did in the past decade.
It's just tempting to look at the inversion of the yield curve and to take a strong message from that. And we also have earnings expectations being brought down. So you can kind of understand the bears, can't you?
I can, yes. And we do agree that the growthy areas of technology are especially vulnerable. I mean, you're talking about the inverted yield curve. If the one-year T-bill is giving you 4.6%, you know, it becomes very difficult to justify investing in a company with little or no earnings. So certainly the vulnerability is there in the high growth tech area. We are of the school of thought that the leadership for the past 5 years has clearly been in technology. We feel that over the next 5 years, the leadership is going to be changing, and it's going to be lying more in the energy, financials, and pharmaceutical sectors.
So what you are saying in your research notes that you sent us, that look out for the Warren Buffett way of investing.
Yeah, Buffett's style of investing is back in vogue, Rashad, because, again, if you look at Berkshire Hathaway stock, which is a stock on our watch list that we like, that has significantly outperformed the S&P 500 this year. And Buffett is being greedy when others are fearful right now. And in this environment, we are seeing that the dividend-paying value companies, that the type that Buffett likes, they are thriving, right? So if you look at, for example, the iShares Core High Dividend ETF, HDB, that is up this year when the market is down almost 20%.
Yeah, I don't know if you would broaden it. I mean, it's tricky because these are cyclical type companies. And if indeed a slowdown is coming, then they may not be the answer.
Well, like I said, you know, certainly about, if we take it sector by sector, so let's take the example of oil, for example, right? Oil is down today, but we think in the long term, it's going to go up, right? Because if you look at this transition away from fossil fuels, it's clearly going to take time, right? In the meantime, we've got supply constraints. OPEC keeps limiting the production. We've got geopolitical problems. And by 2045, if you take the long-term view, we anticipate the world economy to more than double.
Okay, we'll have to close it there, Adil, but thanks very much for joining us here. We appreciate it. Adil Zaman, partner of Wall Street Alliance Group.